special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets. Lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Rising tensions over trade have dimmed Americans' opinions of China. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A new Pew Research Center poll finding that 60% of Americans surveyed say they have an unfavorable view of China overall. That 60% is up from 47% last year and to the highest proportion since Pew started asking the question in its surveys 14 years ago. This survey finds 24% of Americans regard China as America's top threat for the future. That's the same percentage that said that of Russia. North Korea, the only other country to draw double-digit concern, at 12%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Heat alerts have been issued for at least 15 states and stretch from California to Kentucky. Temperatures in Phoenix could reach 116. Dallas could see 109. The heat is expected to last through Friday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Dillon is a former vice chairwoman of the California Republican Party. She's also an attorney in Silicon Valley. And she believes something does need to be done to rein in some of the social media platforms and their perceived bias against conservatives.
Technology has evolved so fast that we're no longer in the era where people are going to be seeing these ads so much on broadcast television. Now, a significant portion of that campaign messaging and spending happens on social media platforms. And what we have seen, I have personally seen anecdotally here in California, is that right before an election, on the Republican side, somebody trying to run an ad as a competitor or even for re-election, they'll have their ads frozen or they can't buy the ad, they get an error message. But that doesn't happen to their Democratic opponent. So one side is selectively silenced opposed to the other. And in selective bias is actually, it's obviously awful as a baseline. But when it comes to election and campaign speech, these big companies, two or three companies, could affect the outcomes of close elections. And that's not acceptable in America.
Dillon was speaking there on Fox News. Take us with you wherever you go by downloading the iHeartRadio app and searching for USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Of course, big girls don't cry. Before we move on to our next song, let's take a quick listen.
All right, welcome to Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Chamber Radio. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and normally this show is called Location, Location, Location. I love New Jersey, but now we're going to have a new show, because Larry McEntee from Home Team Inspection is going to be called Home Again with Jeannie and Larry. So thanks for watching in today. I'm going to introduce my guest. His name is Ed Morris. He's with the Flemington Weikert office, all under one roof. And we're going to talk about mortgages today and your ability to qualify and how easy it is and how you should actually be buying if you have any thought whatsoever of renting. But stay with us. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, here we are again with Home Again. That's the name of our new show with Jeannie and Larry. Larry McEntee, if you don't know him, he's a home inspector. He has a company called Home Team Inspection Company. I actually met him at Weikert when he was doing a presentation. He is so impressive. He's so fun. And he tells you what you need to know about your house when he's doing a home inspection, which means that if you buy a home or if you're selling a home, the buyers usually pay for an inspector to come through to make sure that they're actually going to acquire the property with everything that they can know of the property. And that's what Larry does. And he's a co-host of my show here with it. I guess it's our show now. So anyway, every other week, we'll both be alternating and inviting guests. Today, I'm Jeannie Murphy with Weikert Flemington. So if you're interested in buying or selling or renting, please get in touch with me. Otherwise, I'm happy to introduce All Under One Roof is the brand of Weikert. And they do this because they have services between title, insurance, and mortgages. And my guest is Ed Morris. He's at the Flemington office, but you represent a couple of different offices with Weikert.
I do. I cover both the Flemington office for Weikert as well as the Oldwick office. 78 and service all the agents.
Can you pull that mic over there and just say it a little louder because I think that that's getting a little. Yeah, try holding it. Just hold it. Talk for a second. Let me see what happens.
Okay, is that
that's
better?
Good. Yes, much better. Yep. And now we just have to make sure that that's not in your way.
Yeah,
that's fine. Okay. Anyway, Ed, tell us about you.
Okay, so I have been in the mortgage business myself for just about 30 years now, believe it or not.
30 years.
30 years. I got my start in banking right here in Flemington at an old bank that has since been taken over, as many have, Flemington National Bank.
That's where you and I just missed each other. That's I worked
right.
there, yeah.
That's right.
I was the youngest head teller ever there.
That's right. And yeah. I started there about a year or so after you left, I think we figured. So
that's
yes,
a long time
that.
Ago.
It was.
You've been doing banking a long time. Yeah.
It has. It's been great, though. Been learned a lot and very, very enjoyable type of
journey
to get to where I am now. As you mentioned, we do offer mortgage services, and I cover, as we mentioned, the two offices for Weikert Financial. But we do offer this all under one roof program, and that is something that we try to make the home buying process as streamless and as simple as possible. And we do that by offering our mortgage financing as well as title insurance, homeowners insurance, and closing services all under one roof, and that's where the number that's where the name comes from, is right from all those services that are available.
And it's just so poetic, the nice wording for Weikert, all
exactly.
under one roof, since
yep.
that's what we do, is real estate.
Exactly.
So let's talk about it from the beginning, okay? I know, like, if you're out there, most important thing to do when you're ever getting in the game of buying a home, you have to be pre-qualified and have a mortgage banker relationship before you even get to a realtor. So
right.
if you're interested in this, make sure you pay attention to what Ed's saying, because
exactly.
interest rates are, like, incredibly low right now.
Interest rates are great now, and just as you say, the first thing you want to do in the whole home buying process is to sit down, meet with somebody, take a look at your credit report, take a look at your employment history, your income history, and have that mortgage professional tell you exactly, you know, what you may be able to qualify for, or how you may be able to improve your credit situation if there's any issues there, and how to verify your income, how to verify everything that's required in a case of, you know, trying to determine what your purchasing power is.
I want everybody out there to know. I think what happens a lot of times is that the person who's thinking about buying a home immediately gets completely creeped out at the thought of actually talking about their finances with a person, and it's like, oh my God, I don't want to tell them the truth, and I'm afraid that I'm not going to get anything. Where the truth is to tell them the truth.
The truth is going to come out.
Yeah.
You can try to hide what you want, but the documentation that we require, it does get personal at times, and it's understandable that you don't really want to release it to somebody who you may not really... You don't have much of a relationship with. You don't know them yet, but that's what the meeting is for: is to sit down, discuss what your situation is, and you'll need somebody to really guide you in the whole journey to go from the home search process through the home inspections as the real estate agent will handle, all the way through the financing, all the way through the closing. You need somebody to work as your advocate for all those. Processes and that's what we can do.
Well, one thing I want everybody to know, it's like if you're like seeing a therapist or something, and then you go to see them and you lie to them about your problems. When you go to a mortgage banker, you need to talk to them about exactly what's going on. If you've lost your job recently, there's certain things that don't matter as much as you would think.
Well,
like, meaning if you're not employed, it's one thing, but if there's gaps in your employment...
There's gaps that we just need to get explanations. They do have to be acceptable explanations, and we need to know what's going on. But it's not as difficult as many people portray the whole process to be.
And it doesn't take long. It
doesn't take long to do a pre-approval.
How long?
We could get it done in 15, 20 minutes.
15, 20 minutes? That's
yep.
amazing.
Yep,
I'm not joking. It's true.
And it's best to get together, you know, face-to-face. Really, a lot of the... information that we need comes out much better in a face-to-face meeting than over the phone, and that's what we prefer to do. But you know, over the phone, if that's the only option we've got, we can do that as well.
Come into the Weikert office and meet with Ed in Flemington or the surrounding offices. You could go on location.
Really, to any of the Weikert offices, we can go in any of them, not just the two that I service.
Okay, so 15 minutes. Pretend you're at an open house and you're driving down the street and you're not really, you didn't even think about buying a house, perhaps. And you walk into an open house because you're a little snoopy and you love it. So what you could do is 15 minutes later after talking to Ed, you could get a pre-qualification letter, which, again, this is the top of a real estate contract. Even more important than the contract, the pre-approval letter has to be on the top. One thing I want to mention as well is that a lot of times we are, especially this day and age, tempted to go online and fill out an application with a mortgage company and in my experience, most of the deals actually fall through unless they're kind of refinances or if they're actually, really buttoned up.
Right.
But like you were talking about, knowing the person, sitting down with a person.
Exactly.
You don't get
that personal touch.
Not only that, you know, it's true. The personal touch, as awesome, is
thank you.
Also that these are just... of course, they're going to get better and better, and Weikert will probably have the same application process as if we don't already online. But the point being, there's not a person that is actually confirming what is going on at that particular moment.
Right.
So many times I'll have people come into my open houses and they think they're pre-qualified because they did this online application somewhere, but they really didn't tell the truth. And like you said, it all comes out down the road one way or the other. And usually it's too late. You need a person.
You need a person, exactly, to do that, and rather than a computer. I mean, computers are great.
They're going
to
get better, but for right now, they're not great.
They don't have the artificial intelligence that's needed to really get through all of the you know, the specifics about everybody. Everybody's got a unique situation, and the computer doesn't know that.
That's so cute.
That's true.
Yeah, everybody has got a unique situation. And I can tell you, I mean, I know, you've probably seen it all, right?
A lot. 30 years.
30 years of this. Yeah. I would think that you've seen a lot.
Yes.
So I want to defuse anybody who's out there worried about getting in touch, because tell us some examples of mortgages that you have gotten qualified where the person who came to you never thought they had a chance.
Yeah. There's been a couple. One in particular, I guess, was referred from a family friend. And as I think you mentioned earlier, they were looking to probably rent is what they thought they wanted to do. It really all that they could do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they sat down and said, "Oh, well, you know, I'm coming to see you just because, you know, my mom
made me
basically." Yes, when it was a young guy, and so we sat down, started talking, just as we were saying, just as I suggested you do. You sit down, you get to, you know, what his history has been, you know, what he's doing for a living now, what he's been doing for the last couple of years, discuss how much he's got for down payment, you know, what the different options are. And, you know, as we started talking, I said, you know what, there's numbers that we can probably work with what we've got for you here. So, you know, as it kept going, we eventually ran his credit report. Credit was not a lot of established credit, but enough to have very strong credit scores. And we were able to do something ultimately with, I think we ended up doing this as a 3.5% down, an FHA loan.
3.5% down. That's $3,500 on $100,000. Is that right?
That's correct. Yep, yep. And he got able to get to gift money from his mother.
Yeah, and they changed that. Isn't gift money like unlimited now
gift
or something?
Money is just yep, absolutely.
You remember the days where
in most situations.
In most. Okay, just to clarify, back 30 years ago, you got like one gift allowed in your lifetime.
You needed to have the down payment typically had to be a certain percentage from your own funds.
Wow.
Or now it can all be gift money.
That's just so cool. Oh my God. Well, I want to also. I know you're good.
So this is one. You know, eventually we got moving through it. You know, made the offer on it, had it accepted. And just guided them all the way through to closing. And
so basically, a person who came into Ed's office thought that they had to rent rather than buy.
Right.
And he was able to show them that with their 3.5% down with FHA loan, they could buy a home for probably around the same price as the rental.
I think the rent was going to be just a little bit lower, but now you have your tax write offs. You have and you have your ownership. You know, you own something rather than renting, and as a lot of people say, when they rent, they feel like they're throwing money out the window because it's not building towards anything. And now, when you make your mortgage payment every month, you know, you're building equity in your home.
Yeah,
and you know, it's a good long-term investment.
Well, one thing I also want to mention to you all out there: it's a great time to refinance if you're not buying or thinking about buying. A lot of people out there, it's kind of funny. They don't realize how cheap money is right now. Like I always say, this is the way I explain it. Is that the rates are so low, like about, I don't know how many years ago, it was around 6%. Your mortgage payment would be somewhere around $580 or $70, something like that. I say, if you're going to go out and buy a $20,000 car, you would expect to pay around $300 a month. But right now, you could buy five $20,000 cars, that's $100,000 worth of money for a mortgage, for around $400 a month.
Yep. In that range.
That is incredible. That's like, oh my God, you can't even buy two $20,000 cars, but you could buy five, and if you wanted to actually buy 15, you could have a $300,000 house.
Okay, let's do the math. Yeah, that sounds right.
It sounds right. Can you imagine how cheap that is? Now, for refinancing, what I think is an interesting point is that a lot of people out there just haven't thought about their mortgage since they closed their deal.
Yep. And even those that have closed recently, you know, there's never a wrong time to look into refinancing. You know, whatever your rate is, again, whatever your circumstances are, it's not necessarily just to refinance your mortgage and try to drop your rate, drop your payment. A lot of people use it to do debt consolidation. You know, if they run up some credit card bills, take some equity out of the home to help pay that off. Because typically your credit card, if you're paying interest on your credit cards, you're up into the double digits as far as interest is concerned. And you'll never get them paid off. You make your minimum or just over the minimum monthly payment.
Yeah, and you're all stressed out over it. Where you could just get it all off the to-do list in one swoop. And you could even change your mortgage from 30 to 15 years.
30 to 15, 20, 25.
For nothing else, right? Like, if you don't feel like paying off credit cards, you could do a lot.
So even if you're looking to refinance, say you don't have the debt consolidation or you don't need any additional funds, you're right. If you had started with a 30-year mortgage and you've got it 2 years ago, so you've got 28 years remaining, maybe you can drop it to a 25-year term or a 20-year term and basically keep your payment just about the same.
You know, that's so awesome.
How the numbers work. But you're dropping 3 years of payments off at the end or you know, 7 or 8 years off, depending on what you go with. It's definitely something that should be considered by everybody at all times.
Again, I'm Jeannie Murphy, and this is our new show called Home Again with Jeannie and Larry. And Larry is a home inspector with Home Team Inspection. And my guest is Ed Morris from the Weikert All Under One Roof Flemington office today. That's where I work if you're looking to buy, sell, or rent. But I also want – let's talk about for a second, because this is another thing I keep running into. People who lived through 2008 and had everything go upside down, it was true. Like, the next day – I mean, I remember one of my sisters took 3 years to get her mortgage done because everybody was so, like, no approvals. But now it's like completely the opposite again.
It's not completely the opposite. It's loosened up some from where it was back in 2008, 2009, right at the, you know, just after the market crashed.
Yeah.
You know, the requirements for financing have loosened up quite a bit. But, you know, we still need to see. It's more common sense now, and you need to verify.
Which should have been verified. But just talk about that for a second, because, honestly.
So, I mean, at a time, say before the market crashed, you know, we had programs where you didn't have to verify a whole lot. You didn't have to put a whole lot down, and your credit could be very, very spotty. And there were still some programs that were available. Who's to blame for that? Everybody. You know, it's not just banks. It's not just government. It's not just, you know, mortgage originators. It's everybody. Once we learned those lessons to not allow for those types of programs any longer, and we have gotten now to what I think is a very good, very stable market where, you know, we'll verify what your income is, and typically income, you know, it depends what your situation is. Again, whether you're a salaried employee of a company, whether you're self-employed, you know, whatever your situation, Social Security income, pension income, disability income, you know, this can all be, as long as it can be properly documented, it can all be used in qualifying for mortgage financing.
So, like, just because my mother happens to be on Social Security and she gets a pension, she can get a mortgage?
Absolutely.
See, I'm learning too. I was curious about that.
I tell people sometimes, and people are very surprised by this.
Yeah.
There's somebody who could be 95 years old.
That does surprise me.
As long as we can properly verify income and the property itself is, you know, you appraise it, everything comes out properly. A 95-year-old individual can get a 30-year fixed mortgage.
That's amazing.
And
I'm glad to hear it. I'll tell mom. Yeah. Mom, are you watching? So, it's looking good.
So it can be done because there's no, you can't discriminate based on age or you know, that type of situation. So,
wow.
So a lot of people are blown away by that a little bit. But it is absolutely true.
That's why it's worth talking about. But I do tell us about the procedure. Like, okay, so someone comes in and they have 15 minutes of time with you, and then they get their kind of prequal.
Yep.
Doesn't mean they got their mortgage.
No. What the prequal is basically you telling us what your income is. You know, I'll discuss the income situation with you so that I can get a good idea of you know, your employment situation and make sure that that's going to be acceptable. But when we sit down, you know, we'll talk about your income. We'll talk about your employment situation. We'll typically run your credit before we do a pre-approval, so we need to make sure there's no surprises that show up on the credit report. And assuming that the income that you're telling me is verifiable is sufficient to cover your whatever your existing debts may be, so we look at your credit report and you know, we see that maybe you have a $340 car payment and credit cards that have minimum payments of $120 and a student loan that has, you know, $80, you know, whatever the numbers might be. We look at what the current debts are, and then we also take into consideration what the new mortgage payment is going to be, with both the principal and interest payment, as well as real estate taxes and homeowners insurance. All need to be included and factored into qualifying.
Is also HOA?
HOA fees, if it's applicable for condos, townhouses, or any developments that do have an HOA fee, that needs to be included in the calculations. It's not included in the mortgage payment, but it's included in the calculation to determine if you're going to qualify for it. So, you know, once we do all that, you know, I'll have at that point a very good idea as to whether or not, you know, you're going to qualify and how much you're going to be able to qualify for, and again, what your purchasing power may be.
What about, like, when people get all creeped out because they don't want anyone checking their credits because it will change their credit score?
Ultimately, you have to have the credit run. You don't want to have multiple sources running it, you know, over and over, because that could have an issue on it. So I think what you need to do is
talk to a person first.
Talk to a person, get comfortable with that person.
Yeah.
And that's really what, that's a lot of what this comes down to, is your comfort level with the individual that you're working with. And again, myself, having been in the business for many years, I have had conversations with numerous people at this point where, you know, they will have spoken to somebody else prior to calling me. And, you know, I'll speak for them with 10, 15 minutes, and they feel a very good comfort level with me. And I've had many people say to me, you know, after speaking with you for 10 or 15 minutes, I feel like I know more. You've educated me a whole lot more than a 45-minute conversation I just had with the last person I was speaking with. And that makes me feel great.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm trying to do.
It's so rewarding.
It is. I want you to understand the whole process, because typically somebody doesn't go through this process more than two or three times in a lifetime. So they're not going to understand it real well, especially the first time. And we'll get into first-time buyers.
I love first-time buyers.
And they, you know, they're great in a sense. They're a little bit naive.
Jumpy.
But that's why, yeah, nervous. but that's why I like to sit down with them and tell them exactly what to expect. You typically don't get the nerves out of them. They're always going to be a little bit
because
unknown, because they just don't know.
It's like they don't have any control once it's in the mortgage person's hands. So they basically are just sitting there going, "Please, God, please."
That's why we communicate with them as often as possible and just keep them understanding as to what the whole process is and what's the next step is, and you know, at what point are we actually going to be having a mortgage commitment, and when do you...
How long... Tell everybody about how long it takes normally for you.
Okay, so once we meet, and once you actually go under contract on a property, and it's gotten through attorney review, you know, somewhere along that point, we'll start the application process, and that's when we'll actually collect bank statements, pay stubs, W-2s, tax returns. You know, there's documentation that is needed. I mean, it's going to take you a little while to put it all together. Oftentimes, though, with bank statements, you can just go online.
Yeah, it's so much easier. It used to be
a copy of an email right over to me. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So once that process starts, then we get the application moving. We send out some disclosures, some documents that are almost all the documents are electronically signed. So we send them over to you via email after you've authorized us to send the email out to you. You e-sign them. And that process all takes maybe two or three days. In the meantime, we'll have the appraisal ordered, and we'll also be then submitting the file into our underwriter to review everything that we've looked at already. And the underwriter ultimately is the one who issues the approval on the mortgage, assuming we get to that stage. And so the underwriter is one who really is the decision maker. But if we're doing our jobs properly, I'm going to know 98% of the time.
Right. You have like a checklist before you even get, you're not going to waste anyone's time getting that far into it if they don't have a chance.
Exactly.
And if they do, then you have to just cross the T's.
Right. Right. So that's the case. And that whole process from our first, or from the time that you go under contract to getting the approval from the underwriter is probably going to be about 2 to 3 weeks. You know, it's not a long time. The appraisal, there does have to be an appraisal done on the property. And that typically will be ordered as the whole processing gets started. And usually we'll have that appraisal within about 7 or 8 days, maybe 10 days, you know, depending on everybody's schedule and when the appraiser can get out and when the real estate agent is available to get them in there. So, you know, that all takes a few days. But everything comes together, as I say, in about, let's say, 2.5, 3 weeks. And the typical contract calls for a closing around 45 days. So we still then have another 2 or 3 weeks if there's any additional documentation that the underwriter may want to see before actually clearing the file to close, then we have time to put it all together. And that's also the point at which I mentioned homeowners insurance earlier. Every home needs to have a homeowner's insurance policy on it to obviously eliminate the risk or reduce the risk of any financial loss in case there's any damage to the property. So that is something a buyer can choose their own insurance agency, their own insurance company, whoever they want to work with. As I said, Weikert offers a homeowner's insurance policies as well, and we certainly like to keep it all in-house because when we keep it in-house, as I mentioned earlier, it just keeps the whole process streamlined. So I know who's doing the insurance. You know, I know who's doing the title insurance. I know who's doing the closing.
It's like going to a hospital, and, going through the emergency room, but everybody knows each other in the different departments, and it's a lot better than moving to a different hospital. But I will put a shout-out to Wendy from our Weikert insurance because just this past Monday, we closed on a home. And my buyer said, "Did you know that Weikert Insurance actually beat Geico out?" And my client was so happy. So congratulations, Wendy.
I'm sure Wendy will be happy to
hear that. Yeah, you know, it's funny. At the office meeting, I meant to call it out the other day, but I did pull her aside and told her. But anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
It is.
It's a really big deal. When Weikert Insurance can beat Geico, woohoo!
Yep, and I've got my homeowner's insurance as well as my auto insurance with Weikert. So it's because they same
to-do
thing
list.
When I started with Weikert about a year and a half ago, I had Wendy actually take a look at it, and she reduced what my cost was.
So people can actually come to Weikert Insurance without even going through a mortgage or
Absolutely.
Anything, correct?
They can. Yep,
yeah,
yep.
That's important
and
to know.
We've had some who have had financing through other banks or finance companies who still work with our title agency as well as our homeowners insurance agency. So, yeah, we can do prefer to do all three at the same time, but,
sure.
but certainly all the services are available to anybody.
Let's hear about you were going to talk about first-time home buyers.
First-time buyers are great. Again, they're jumping into it very excited and very nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I'll sit down. And that's the initial 15, 20 minutes is great, but that's something that I will often, you know, expand on a whole lot more because they don't know any of the process and you know, explaining PMI, which is something that, you know, private mortgage insurance, which is something that is typically a requirement. Well, it's always a requirement if you put less than 20% down, which most first-time buyers do.
Mm-hmm.
But with first-time buyers, they're just, as I say, very eager to do what they need to do. They'll bring in their pay stubs, bring in their W-2s, bring in everything that we need to get the whole process.
What about, like, when if a couple's out there and one of them has excellent credit and the other one's questionable? Tell us about what happens with that.
There's a couple of things we do. I mean, number one, if we need to include your income to qualify, we have to look at your credit report as well. So you're right. If one of the two in the couple has a credit score, say, up around 800, the other one is in the high 600s, we can't ignore the fact that it's in the high 600s, and that's what everything will be based upon. But it's not like we can't do something for them.
And sometimes people can come in and the husband can just buy it if the wife's totally out of the game, right?
And
it's
really
cool to know, by the way.
You can have both husband and wife.
Because a lot of times they don't even know they can do that, so they just don't get a mortgage or talk to a banker because they think that because one's questionable.
Yeah, and that's
it's questionable. That's what I was going to say.
And that's why when we run the credit report, that's what we'll look at is say, all right, so your scores are very high. Yours, you know, not quite there.
Mm-hmm.
And if the person whose credit score is a little bit low, if their income is not needed to qualify, then 100% of the time I will say, listen, we can do this just in the one person's name and get a better rate, probably some better fees, you know, overall a better option for them. But the property is still purchased by both of the parties.
Mm-hmm.
So they're both parties are on the contract.
Mm-hmm.
Both parties are on the deed when it gets filed.
Mm-hmm.
So they both own the property. The mortgage itself, though, would just be in the one person's name.
Yeah. I just think it's important for people to know. Because
a
lot of people just think we're a team and there's no way around this. And let's just not do anything but rent.
And there are many times that when I sit down and meet with people to determine what they're going to be able to qualify for. For those who are very realistic about what they want to buy, I will probably 80% of the time tell them they qualify for a lot more than they're comfortable purchasing.
Yeah.
Than what they're comfortable paying.
Well, I do have a couple clients, and I think they're so smart because they're so aware that they could buy so much more money for cheap right now, getting qualified for more, but they know they want to stay at X number, and I respect that.
Absolutely. I'm there just to tell them what they qualify for.
Yeah.
But I'm not the one making the payment every month.
Yeah.
They need to be the one comfortable.
Well, let's explain a bit. Okay. I told you how much $100,000 costs, somewhere around $470 a month. So if you want 300, you times it by 300, like three or two. Explain why when interest rates are going down or are down as they are right now, what that means to someone who's considering buying.
Well, it will certainly make your purchasing power quite a bit higher.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're qualified.
So meaning don't wait, because if the rates go back up, he's going to explain.
Right. If the rates go up, that's obviously going to make your payment up.
It's not obvious to a lot of people.
Okay.
It's well, very much
payment,
not obvious. This is a training session here today.
As the interest rates go up, your payment will go up, and that means that less of your actual income, you know, from your employment, from your self-employed, whatever your income situation is, less of that income can actually be used, can actually go towards what your monthly payments are going to be. So, again, I mentioned before, we throw in your car payments, your credit card payments, student loans, whatever typical monthly payments you've got on those type of credit accounts, whatever you've got showing up in the credit report, that's all factored in. So, if you have a payment at a lower rate of, as you said,
470.
Yeah, so let's say $1,500 a month, mm-hmm. roughly at whatever the rate is now. Bump that rate up by 1 or 2%, that payment's probably going to jump up to about $1,600 or maybe even $1,800.
Do you hear what he's saying?
And that means you're going to qualify for $200 or $300 less.
Or spend that much more if you qualify.
More.
So that what he's saying is that, okay, right now, because interest rates are so great, if you qualify for say, just make it easy, $470 a month for a $100,000 house, which of course you're not going to find 100 in county too easily, but you can call me and I might be able to find something for you. But anyway, if the rates, thank you, go up, that $470 is not going to be the same price for the $100,000. If it goes up, it could go up to like $600 a month. That means that you can't even get the $100,000 or you have to pay more for it.
Exactly. So with rates.
So when people talk about rates being low, that's why it's your time. It's now or never.
Now's the time.
Jump off the diving board.
And that's why, again, people are very surprised sometimes at what they actually are qualify for.
Well, I think it's important because I don't think enough people have instruction, mm-hmm. education on this. You know, you talk about people talking about having, oh, let's have an open house at Weikert on the weekend and talk to renters.
Right.
Just let's talk about renters for a second, because one thing I really want you to know about, Ed, is that even if you are watching the show or you know someone who's been thinking about buying but is renting, and maybe they're there another year or half a year, and they're just not sure when they're supposed to start this process, this is when you go and meet your mortgage person, because he can strategize with you if you have questionable credit and everything else. Talk about that.
That's it exactly. The credit report is really the key to really determining when you're going to be able to move forward with something. Because as you say, if you've got some questionable or some iffy credit, some credit problems, or perhaps even a lot of debt that is bringing your credit scores down, you know, that's going to impact what you're going to be able to qualify for and if you're going to be able to qualify. So
this happens all day long. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. In many instances, we'll see, all right, we see your credit report. It tells us your credit scores are, you know, whatever your scores may be. But it also tells us what it may take. It also tells us how much we could actually increase your scores if you take some action. Oftentimes, it'll be paying down some credit card bills by, in some cases, a couple of $100s. Sometimes it might be a little bit more. But the benefit it gives you is if you bump your credit score up by 30, 40, 50, 60 points, that's going to be such a much better option that you have available as far as interest rates are concerned.
Yeah, your interest rate will be better if your credit score is better.
Right.
And you have time. And people don't even realize how much impact the credit score is.
I was just going to say that. The credit score is so important. And not just in mortgages, but anytime you're looking to finance anything.
Well, not only that. Yeah, let me say something. This is also out there for you guys. If you are in a position where your credit's not perfect, you need to talk to a mortgage banker. Because guess what? It's almost harder for you to get a rental approval with bad credit than it is for you to talk to a mortgage banker, get it on track, and buy a house.
I just saw that actually with somebody earlier this week who has some credit issues and was initially looking to rent Ultimately, that's probably what she's going to have to do, but she's having a hard time because her rental history,
yeah,
is her credit history is not really so great. So.
Well, one day I was working the floor at the Weikert Flemington office, and I was waiting for someone to call or come in, and I happened to overhear Ed talking to a customer that is a potential buyer, and he was a nice gentleman. He was probably a little bit older than around my age, 55-ish, I don't know. But anyway, he was totally terrified because he knew he had bad credit. So I was sitting there, and I just was like, and I wasn't eavesdropping. But I heard you talking to him about the strategy as to what he had to do in order to prepare to buy the house in like 6 months.
And
then you keep in touch the whole time.
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, well, perfect.
Yeah, 6 months later. 6 months goes a lot quicker than you may think it,
yeah,
it does.
And when you're renting, you have to plan. Why would you want to sign another year contract when you can literally buy something for the same price and then have all the benefits? You just have to take a step, and there's no cost to talking to you, right?
Exactly, nope.
It doesn't cost anything.
No cost. I'm happy to sit down with you. If you ultimately decide it's not the way you want to go, that's great.
And people do charge for these consultations. So at Weikert, you do not charge.
Correct.
And so I think if you've got someone, again, out there that's interested in buying or selling, you've got to get in touch. Because even when you're selling, you need to buy, maybe perhaps buy another house. You could end up selling your house for cheaper right now than what you actually thought, or maybe you realize your house isn't worth what you thought a couple years ago, or whatever the case. You can make the difference up by having low interest rates on the purchase side. So if you sell your house a little cheaper, but you get to buy better, that's also important.
Yep, so it's a lot of strategy involved in purchasing homes and getting yourself ready to qualify for the financing that's going to be required.
I am so blind. I can't even tell you. Look, I have to put my glasses on to see what time it is. That is so crazy. Oh, my gosh. It's 11:43. All right. Time for our break. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Our new show here, I have to look it up, Home Again with Jeannie and Larry. I am Jeannie Murphy, Weikert Flemington, and I do love New Jersey. I love New Jersey. Location, location, location. And Ed, my colleague here, representing the Weikert Mortgage Services, Ed Morris. Stay with us. He's been in mortgage banking for 30 years. We actually crossed paths back at Flemington National Bank way back in the 80s, but that's a lot of experience. So if you need to talk to a mortgage banker, please meet Ed. We'll be right back.
Thanks.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hundred in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Nuts. It's making me crazy. Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy again. Our new show is called Home Again with Jeannie and Larry. It's actually going to be really cool to have the show with Larry because he's a home inspector and I just love him from Home Team Inspection Company. And if you are a person who's in the process of selling and you want to have a pre-inspection, get in touch with Larry. Watch the show Wednesdays from 11 to 12 and meet Larry. Or if you're buying a home, I can't tell you how fun he is. I mean, he takes and handholds you through without terrifying you about what may or may not be good or bad with your house. And he's an expert. So he's a lot of fun. I hope you enjoy our show together. Right now, I'm talking about mortgages with Ed Morris. He's part of the All Under One Roof Weikert program, representing 30 years of experience as a mortgage person, telling us about how important it is to take notice and be educated on your credit score, your interest rate opportunities, and how great it is to buy a house.
Right, and it is. Now's the time. Mm-hmm. Wanted to touch a little bit more on something I mentioned earlier, PMI, which is private mortgage insurance. A lot of people have heard the term. They know the term. They don't really know what it is, though. They just know that they have to pay it every month. So just to give you a quick explanation as to what it is and why it's there is the lender's required anytime you put less than 20% down. And what it ultimately is, it's an insurance policy. Just like any other insurance policy, it reduces somebody's risk of loss. You know, just like a homeowner's insurance policy, an auto insurance policy, you know, a PMI policy reduces risk of somebody perhaps having a financial loss. Now, who it actually insures and who it actually reduces the risk for is the lender.
Mm-hmm.
And the risk the lender is taking is that when you're purchasing a home and putting a fairly small down payment down, the lender has to look at it and say, okay, if you're only putting 5% down, 10% down, not a real big large investment on your part.
Just to explain, if you were buying a $100,000 house and you were only putting down 3.5%, which would be $3,500, that means that there's only $3,500 of equity out there for, in case there's a problem, like if you had a fire or
default.
Go ahead. Just explain it like that so they get it.
So the lender looks at it. The lender has to look at every deal mm-hmm. as if how much risk is involved.
Because if they put 20% down, then they would be having an $80,000 mortgage instead of like a 97
right.
or
a
96.
Right, and a lot more equity there.
There's equity.
So the lender has to look at it a worst case scenario. Unfortunately, it's just kind of the way it is. Mm-hmm. So they look at, okay, what if we have to foreclose on this property? If payments don't get made, if it goes into default, they have to foreclose on it. Just like anything else in business, they don't want to lose money on that, or they want to lose as little.
Understandably, yeah, it gives you a chance to put 3.5% down. You just got to pay. You got to pay the fiddler.
And that's the benefit to the home buyer. Is
yeah,
if you put a small down payment down, you have a little extra cost to cover that insurance policy.
Nothing's free.
Nothing's free. You got it. So that's ultimately what PMI is. It's, mm-hmm. it's covering that risk the lender, the extra risk the lender is taking because of a small down payment. The cost of PMI is dependent on your loan amount, you mm-hmm. know, how much you're borrowing. It's going to be more. The higher the loan amount, the more it is. It's going to be determined by your credit score. So, again, another reason why your credit score is so important,
mm-hmm.
The higher the score.
Well, PMI is related to that. Of course it would be.
PMI is related to your credit
score.
Even
I'm learning again.
Everything is related
yeah.
to credit score.
Yeah, that's good. Good to know.
And the amount that you're putting down, 5% down, 10%, 15%, that will also determine what the premium comes out to be.
Over the years, when someone buys a home and then say eventually they only owe $70,000 mm-hmm. on $100,000, what happens to the PMI?
You can drop the PMI. One, you can do nothing, and it has to drop as soon as your balance hits 78% of the purchase price.
That's nice.
So if you bought something at $100,000 and you originally borrowed $90,000, so you put just 10% down, as soon as your balance gets to $78,000, by law, the PMI has to be dropped.
Nice.
On a conventional loan.
That's
there
cool.
are different requirements for different types of
yeah,
loans.
Yeah, let's talk for a second about FHA loans because yeah. we have a few minutes. And I know they have a very terrible reputation, but they're really, really great.
Yeah, people think it's an evil program. It's not at all. It's a program that is a little bit more lenient for those clients, for those buyers who actually need it.
Mm-hmm.
It'll allow for a little bit lower credit scores and won't have such of an impact on the rate as it would if you're doing one of the other programs other than FHA.
Is it Federal Housing Authority? What is it? FHA?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Federal Housing.
So what he's saying, again, is really important because a lot of first-time home buyers go with FHA programs. And sometimes when they're talking to their relatives about, like, when they're in the old mindset, they're like, don't do FHA. Oh, my God. It's like all I see. So
the one exception with the mortgage insurance with the FHA, though, is that on a 30-year fixed rate, if you have the minimum down payment, you actually can never drop that mortgage insurance. So that's that's a negative.
But you can refinance back to, and especially if they have a mortgage banker like you who keeps in touch and watches this. Because, again, it's all about the person, not the algorithm.
And that's what we've been doing these last couple of weeks with the recent drop in rates.
Yeah, it's
going back. We've been looking back to see who may be able to benefit from a potential refinance, whether it's taking it out of an FHA loan into another loan, if it's beneficial for you. So, you know, lots of different things we do.
It's really important to pay attention to this because you could start off with an FHA loan, get a low amount down, get a decent interest rate, even if your credit's not perfect, even if you have changes in your career over the years that you can provide, you know, information on, just documentation, like you said, for the underwriter.
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden you get a house. And then in a couple of years or sooner even. I mean, even people you were saying a year or 6 months ago can refinance. 6 months ago. Refinancing because that's how good the rates are.
And rates are. That's how quickly they've dropped.
If you know anybody who owns a house, which again, I have to believe that you do. You probably own a house and your mother and your sisters and your brothers all own a house. I'm telling you to tell them to check their interest rate and refinance if they haven't thought about it in the last year or so. Because this is it.
And it's something you really
I'm giving you money. I'm giving you money. Tell your people. Just get in touch with Ed.
Always keep an eye on what it is. And
$450 a month savings is like not unheard of right
not
now.
Not at all.
$450 a month, I'm giving you money, okay? That's all I can say.
And rates are now's the time.
Yeah, and you could use that money to buy another house with me.
And if you're waiting, if you're sitting on the fence thinking, oh, well, I'm waiting for the rate to drop, get a little bit lower. Well, you know what? You never know what the low is until you've missed it. I mean, we could be where we are today, and then today is the low, and tomorrow gets higher, and you never get back to it, and you've missed your chance at the lowest rate. So that's why, you know, you look at what's available for you, what your savings would be, what your benefit would be, really, for what the refinance program is that you're planning to do. And if it makes sense for you, whether it's consolidating some debt together or reducing your interest rate, reducing your payment, you know, whatever it is that you're looking to do with a refinance, if it makes sense to do it now, then do it. I mean, a difference of a payment for an eighth in the rate is very minimal.
But it's more than likely that anybody out there who hasn't refinanced in a while is going to see a significant change, don't you think?
I mean, many of them will.
Yeah,
I mean, it depends what the situations were, but it always makes sense to keep an eye on it and see what's available for you now.
All right. Well, this is the end of our show. So, what are your last words?
I appreciate the time having a few minutes to come in and discuss everything with you here. And as Jeannie said, I am located both in Flemington and Oldwick with Weikert Financial Services. I'm right in the Weikert Realtors offices. One of them right on the Route 12 Circle in Flemington, and the other one over. Right off exit 24, off of Route 78 on the westbound side. And would love to have a chance to sit down and chat with anybody, whether in person, over the phone, and just get an idea of what you may want to do and what we may be able to do for you. And we'll just kind of take it from there.
Sounds good.
Look forward to it.
Okay. So that was Ed Morris with the Weikert Flemington and surrounding area offices for mortgages. And I'm Jeannie Murphy with the Flemington Weikert office serving Hunterdon, Warren, Somerset, all around. If you're looking to transact any real estate, please think of me. And I just want to remind you that this show is new. What's the name of it again? Oops, I got it. Home Again
it's
with Jeannie and Larry.
Come on, get it straight.
You think I would just think that was simple, but I don't know why. I'm so used to it. I love New Jersey. But anyway, I love the show. I love Larry McGinty from Home Team Inspection. I love the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Ed Morris here from Weikert, and I love Weikert. So if you are out there, and I hope you have a great day, if you are looking to do any type of real estate, please let me know. Thank you, Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, for this streaming live video.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heide and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hundred In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hundred In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
Media platform.
is Tuesday, a little after 5 p.m. You know what that means? When Dazzler's musical journey is up and running. Just heard from Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons, of course, Big Girls Don't Cry. Before we move on to our next song, let's take a quick listen to the Heritage Chamber Radio Party Weather Forecast for your Central Jersey listening area. Currently mostly cloudy, 81 degrees here in downtown Flemington, but expect some rain tonight, going down to a low of 69 degrees.